today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you for choosing this program to listen to. Today we're going to speak about the blessings of visiting Imam Reza's Holy Shrine. Today, Monday, is the 9th of Zilqada, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Now we'll listen to verse 124 of chapter Al-Baqarah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِي الظَّالِمِينَ.
And mention, O Muhammad, when Abraham was tried by his Lord with commands and he fulfilled them. Allah said, Indeed, I will make you a leader for the people. Abraham said, And of my descendants? Allah said, My covenant does not include the wrongdoers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is understood from the verse that the position and rank of Imamate, which was bestowed upon Abraham, peace be upon him, Prophet Ibrahim, peace be upon him, only after successfully enduring those frequent difficult trials, was above and beyond the rank of the prophethood. Prophethood and messengership is only a matter of receiving some commandments from Allah and preaching them as glad tidings and warnings. All of these are true in the case of Imamate. In addition to the practicing the divine ordinance and training the souls of individuals outwardly and inwardly, it is clear, of course, that many of the prophets had the rank of Imamate too.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa al-Riza al-Murtadha. Al-Imam al-Taqi al-Nabi. وَحُجَّتَكَ عَلَى مَنْ فَوْضَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَنْ تَهْدَى الثَّرَايَا الصديق الشهيد صلاةً كثيرةً تامةً زاكية متواصلة متواترة مترادفة كأفضل ما صليت على أحد من أوليائك.
And the continuation of the discussion about the topic blessings of Imam Reza's Ziyarah, we reach to this point. one of the companions of the Imam, Imam Reza, narrated, I inquired the 8th Imam about the reward for the ziyarah of one of the Imam's shrine, and His Holiness replied, the same as the reward for ziyarah of Master of Martyrs' shrine. Then I again asked, what about the one who visits Imam Hussein's shrine? He said, I swear to God, his reward is heaven. In other narratives, the reward of visiting the 8th Imam's shrine is considered to be equal to that of Hajj. That is, as a Hajj, sins are forgiven after Hajj, and he's purified, and the Muslim purified is purified like when he was born. Imam Reza's ziyarah will bring about the same reward for the pilgrim. Sheikh At-Tusi quoted Imam Reza, this is a tomb in Khorasan, and there will be time when the tomb will be a place for the angels' resort and circling around that place until the resurrection day when the trumpet will be blown. This tomb is located in the city of Tus.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the blessings of Imam Reza alayhi salam and the importance of his graveyard and holy shrine. In Usul al-Kafi, the late Shaykh Sadduq narrated that all of the Shias have a vow to the innocent Imams, and to visit their holy shrines is the way to keep the vow. Therefore, if anyone who rushes to visit their shrines willingly and while believing in what they appreciate, the innocent Imams and the infallible Imams alayhim salam will be his or her intercessors on the resurrection day. There is a narration that says that I inquired the 8th Imam alayhi salam about the reward for the ziyarah and pilgrimage of one of the Imams' shrine, and His Holiness replied, the same as the reward of ziyarah and pilgrimage of Master of Martyrs Sayyidul Shahada, that is Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Then I again asked, what about the one who visits Imam Hussein's holy shrine? His Holiness replied and said, I swear to God, his reward is heaven. In other narrations, the reward of visiting the 8th Imam's shrine is considered to be equal to that of Hajj, that is, as in Hajj, sins are forgiven after Hajj, and he is purified like when he was born. Imam Reza's pilgrimage will bring about the same reward for the pilgrims.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa Reza al-Murtada al-Imam al-Taqi al-Naqi.
O Allah, send blessings upon Ali ibn Musa al-Reza, the contented, the spotlessly pure leader, and your authority on the face of the earth, and below it, the truthful and the martyr, perpetually abundant blessings that are pure and continue ceaselessly, the best of the blessings that you have sent upon any of your chosen ones.
About Imam Reza's character, this is the third one in the third episode of this series. His knowledge of all languages. He could speak all languages. The Sindhi has reported, when I was in India, I heard that Allah had an Arab proof, so I went out to seek him. I was guided to a Reza, and I went to him. I could not speak Arabic. I greeted him in my language, and he greeted me in my own language. I said to him, I have heard that Allah has an Arab argument, and I have gone out to seek him. He said, it is I. Ask me about whatever you desire. I asked him about my questions, and he answered them in my own language. Abu As-Salt has said, Reza spoke to people in their own languages. I asked him about this quality and he replied, I'm Allah's proof over his creatures. Allah does not appoint over people a proof who does not speak their own language. One question and its answer. How to make the most of Ziyarah of Ahlul Bayt? Dear listeners, the reality is that Ziyarah is an action of the heart and involves turning to someone with his heart. We can do Ziyarah of people like the Masumin, peace be upon them. We can also do Ziyarah of Allah, and in some du'as we refer to the Zawar of Allah, means the visitors of Allah. Another characteristics of our Ziyarah. Constantly remember the infallible from the moment you leave and even on your way back home. Know that his particular attention is on you during this whole time. They have attention on you from city to city as you travel to him. Let us not be afflicted by negligence, either in the journey or especially when we enter the shrine. There are many interesting sights to see on the way into the shrine that could easily distract us, such as people from countries around the world. Leave those aside and focus on what's important.
There is a very interesting narration that we have in our hadith sources where we are told that, you know, the sixth imam as well as the seventh imam used to refer to the eighth imam as Alim Ali Muhammad. Let me read to you the narration that we have that Anna Musa ibn Ja'far kan yaqul li banihi. The seventh imam used to, you know, say to his sons, Hada akhukum Ali ibn Musa alimu Ali Muhammad. Your brother Ali is alimu Ali Muhammad. He is the learned one from Ali Muhammad, fas'aluhu an adiyanikum. Whenever you have issues about religion, refer to him. فَحْفُظُ مَا يَقُولُ لَكُمْ. And then the seventh imam says to his sons, فَإِنِّي, remember this, فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ عَبِي جَعْفَرَ بِن مُحَمَّدِ غَيْرَ مَرَّةٍ يَقُولُ لِي. He says, I have heard my father saying to me more than once, repeatedly he has said to me, إِنَّ عَالِمَ عَالِ مُحَمَّدْ لَفِي صُلْبِكَ. They're all Musa. So this is the sixth imam saying to his son, the seventh imam, that the alim of Ali Muhammad is going to be from you, from your loins. وَلَيْتَنِي أَدْرَكْتُهُ. Sixth imam says, I wish I would meet him. But we know that the eighth imam was born later on. So he hasn't seen his grandfather, and Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq has not seen his grandson. But just the you know, this wish that the sixth imam has, laytani adraktuhu, I wish I could see him. This itself says quite a lot about Imam Ridha alayhi salam, and then he says, فَإِنَّهُ سَمِيُّ عَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلِيٍ. Because he is named as the same name as Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali. Salawat upon the Akbar.
Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza, Ya Ali Musa Reza.
Inshallah, on the next episode of today's special, we'll learn more about Ziyarah, especially Imam Reza's Ziyarah. Thank you very much, and we'll leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard, each drop of ink that has been used to write.
They could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you, Mola.